Golden State Media Concepts bring you Book Review Podcast, a haven for bookworms of all ages and the widest genres, from mystery to memoirs, romance to comedy, fantasy to sci-fi. If you love to read, this is the podcast for you. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Sarah, and as always, I am happy to be joining you for another episode about books. Hope you had a good weekend. Maybe you got out and did something fall-related. Maybe it's actually being fall in your neck of the woods. Fall is my favorite season, and we don't fully get fall here where I live, although the weather has cooled down a little bit, but we're starting to get a little bit of color in the trees. That tends to take place later in September and through October, so we do get changing of the leaves, but not as spectacularly in other places. I still try to enjoy it while I can, though. Our weekend was pretty quiet. I am trying to actually remember what we did, and nothing to, you know, write home about. I ran some errands, I made some zoodles, you know, pretty much weekend stuff, getting things taken care of. Did a little reading, of course, all that good weekend stuff. So let's move on from my clearly not interesting life and talk about some books. This episode has food in the title. You may have noticed potatoes and cheese. And that is because as I was looking through my book list, coming up with some ideas for what to talk about on this episode, I came across a book that has now been made into a movie that is on Netflix, which I have not yet seen, but I want to. And that book is The Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Society by Marianne Schaefer and Annie Barrows. And when I saw that, I thought, I can't believe I didn't talk about that on my multiple episodes of World War II novels. I am shocked that that didn't come up, that I forgot to talk about that, that I didn't see it on my list or that it didn't pop into my brain. As I said, it is now a movie. It's a Netflix film, and I can't wait to watch it. I'm so far behind on movie watching, I can't even tell you. There's so many movies that I have read the book for, and I want to watch the movie, although that often leads me to then make comparisons and be grumpy. But I've heard really good things about this movie, so, and I watched the trailer, and seems to go along pretty well with the book, so I want to see that. And then in terms of potatoes and cheese, well, you get the potatoes from the potato peel pie in this book, but then right below where on my list, as I keep track of books that I have read, there were two more books with food in the title. I don't know if I was really hungry at that point when I was reading, or if it was just a coincidence, or if searching for one book brought me to other books that then had food in the name. But that is why we are going with kind of a food-related theme this time. Let me go ahead and give you the description of the Guernsey Literary Potato Peel Society. I can say that, really. The Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Society by Marianne Schaefer and Annie Barrows. And the description starts with a quote. I wonder how the book got to Guernsey. Perhaps there is some sort of secret homing instinct in books that brings them to their perfect readers. January 1946. London is emerging from the shadow of the Second World War, and writer Juliet Ashton is looking for her next book subject. Who could imagine that she would find it in a letter from a man she's never met, a native of the island of Guernsey, who has come across her name written inside a book by Charles Lamb? As Juliet and her new correspondent exchange letters, Juliet is drawn into the world of this man and his friends, and what a wonderfully eccentric world it is. The Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Society, born as a spur-of-the-moment alibi when its members were discovered breaking curfew by the Germans occupying their island, boasts a charming, funny, deeply human cast of characters, from pig farmers to phrenologists, literature lovers all. Juliet begins a remarkable correspondence with the Society's members, learning about their island, their taste in books, and the impact the recent German occupation has had on their lives. Captivated by their stories, she sets sail for Guernsey, and what she finds will change her forever. Again, that is the description of the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Society. It tells you quite a lot. It tells you that the book starts in 1946, but looks back at the war and tells this story of occupied Guernsey. And, you know, that it's World War II and Guernsey was occupied by the Germans. So there are all kinds of rules in place and rationing taking place. And the literary society starts as a cover story because they are meeting to kind of plan how they're going to resist the German occupation. So they say that it is a literary society, a book club, if you will. And then they start meeting regularly to keep that alibi going. They then have a book club, but so it is a book club, but it's also a group of resistance fighters. It is they I can't remember if there's an actual recipe in there, but potato peel pie, which sounds interesting and necessary with rationing going on and food being in short supply. So you get this interesting look at the war from not so far after it's done. You know, it starts in 1946, so you really don't have a lot of distance from the war. There's still a lot of fallout, repercussions, etc., and it's still very fresh in people's minds. In fact, there's still some, you know, the people are still in the mindset of rationing, etc. So it starts out in London with Juliet and this letter, and she starts corresponding and she starts getting to know these wonderfully eccentric characters and what they did during the war. And she just feels like she needs to visit them. And of course, when she does, it really does change her life in lots of surprising ways. She does not expect to fall in love with these people that she's never met, this group. She doesn't really expect to just be so inspired by their actions during the war and their, you know, their love of books. She just finds herself drawn in by the people, first by the story, but then by the people as well. And she begins this correspondent with this man who she finds a connection with, even though she's never met him, but they start corresponding. And so there's a little bit of relationship tension in there, because if I'm remembering correctly, Juliet is, if not engaged to a man already, she is in relationship with a man. So she's got to figure out what she's feeling for this man in Guernsey, with whom she's only corresponding, but with whom she feels such a deep connection, and so much so, not only with him, but it is partly because of her connection with him that she decides that she needs to go to Guernsey and meet this group. I loved this book. It was so well written. It was funny in places. It was poignant in places. It had wonderful character development, a wonderful story arc, and just a really good book. You know, I've said it a million times. I was a history major in college, so I love historical fiction. This gave me yet another perspective on World War II. I really love that I went through that phase of World War II novels that were all kind of set in different places. And so you get, you know, different perspectives on how the war was for people in different areas. And different areas were affected differently depending on were they occupied, were they not occupied. It, you know, never, they were all affected in some ways, some in greater ways than others, but still it's war and everyone is affected and there are certain things that are horrible about war, but there's always in these stories people that have hope, people who are resilient, people who bring a different perspective, if you will, on the situation that they're in and really try to do what they can in their little corner of the world. So that is our first food related book, and we get potato peel pie. I have never had potato peel pie, but I can only imagine when you have very little to work with, you become extremely creative. So that is the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society. When we come back, we will be moving on. We'll be moving from potato peel pie to sweet potatoes. So stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, and I will be right back.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The average SUV has 2 blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
Welcome back to the GSMC Book Review Podcast. Before the break, I was talking about the Guernsey Literary and Sweet Potato Peel Pie. The Guernsey Literary Society. I can't even talk today. You know what I was talking about. That book that has lots of words and sweet and potato peel pie in this title. I do apologize. At any rate, I said I was going to move away from potato peel pie to sweet potatoes. And as I mentioned at the beginning, when I was looking at my book list, the book listed right after I had read the Guernsey Literary Society, et cetera, book, there was one called, well, not called, it had the Sweet Potato Queens in the title. So you may be familiar with this series. It's been around for a while. It was published, at least in paperback, in January 19th, 1999. So this has been around for 20 years. It is by Jill Connor Brown. This one happens to be nonfiction-ish. I mean, there's some tall tales in here for definite and sure. And the full title of the first one in this series is The Sweet Potato Queen's Book of Love. A Fallen Southern Belle's Look at Love, Life, Men, Marriage, and Being Prepared. That is quite the title. The description is as follows. To know the sweet potato queens is to love them. And if you haven't heard about them yet, you will. Since the early 1980s, this group of Belles Gone Bad has been the toast of Jackson, Mississippi, with their glorious annual appearance in the St. Patrick's Day Parade. In the Sweet Potato Queen's Book of Love, their royal ringleader, Jill Connor Brown, introduces the queens to the world with this sly, hilarious manifesto about love, life, men, and the importance of being prepared. Chapters include the true magic words guaranteed to get any man to do your bidding. The 5 men you must have in your life at all times. Men who may need killing, quite frankly. What to eat when tragedy strikes, or just for entertainment. And, of course, the best advice ever given in the history of the world. From tales of the infamous Sweet Potato Queen's promise to the joys of chocolate stuff and Fat Mama's knock-you-naked margaritas, this irreverent, shamelessly funny book is the genuine article. So this is part memoir, part hilarious comedy, part I don't even know. As I said, it is nonfiction, and there are several in the series, although there is then a nonfiction one, which is the Sweet Potato Queens, and that is the Sweet Potato Queen's first big-ass novel, stuff we didn't actually do, but could have and may yet. So this is part of the Sweet Potato Queens series, and it is, let me just give you a bit of the description. So in Jackson, Mississippi, Mary Bennett, Patsy, Gerald, and Jill are high school classmates whose daily routine is paced like a shuffle through the local red dirt until the arrival of a redheaded newcomer banishes monotony forever. With her luxurious mane and voluptuous figure, Tammy Myers aspires to join the Silver Spooners, who makes things happen in their lives. When Jill convinces Tammy and the others that money might buy a certain kind of good time and that true friendship has no price tag, the Sweet Potato Queens are born. "It ain't fun. If it ain't fun, we ain't doing it," runs their official club motto, and the queens are true to their word. Together, the queens laugh out loud as they step down the long, and not altogether pretty, road toward making their very own queen dust, the sparkle that comes from living and loving their own lives. The Sweet Potato Queen's first big-ass novel, Stuff We Didn't Actually Do But Could Have and May Yet, reveals the journey isn't always easy, but in the company of the queens, you can sparkle too. I feel like I just should... I mean, just the titles alone really are enough to give you an idea that these books are not taking themselves seriously at all. You hear about Tammy Myers here, who is, she's got a mane of red hair, and she is curvy and voluptuous, which kind of becomes the Sweet Potato Queen's look. They all wear these crazy red wigs, and they have some crazy curves. They do have a float every year, as the one said, and they get together, they have a good time, they have recipes, they don't worry about calories, and these books are lighthearted. There's, you know, some serious subjects in there as well, but they definitely do not take themselves terribly serious. And you get more, you know, the queen's favorite chocolate stuff. You know, that's what this tells us again. It is, and there's a quote here. "I have no pride. I tell anything," Jill Connor Brown is fond of saying. As Her Royal Highness, Boss Queen of the Sweet Potato Queens, she has told legions of fans, known as SPQ wannabes, her delectable secrets to living, loving, and eating like a queen. In her words, more is more. So if you are looking for... This doesn't really have anything to do with sweet potatoes, but they are the Sweet Potato Queens. So it is, you know, that Jill Connor Brown is the author of 9 Sweet Potato Queen books. And she, this is according to her Amazon author page, she has created a global phenomenon. 6,200 chapter groups in 37 countries, based upon her philosophy and worldview as recounted through these rollicking, raucous, and riotously funny essays. Women and smart men understand that the body, sassy, down-to-earth humor is simply the vehicle by which the greater message is conveyed. That is, one of self-reliance and empowerment, inspiring all to do what makes their hearts sing. In some ways, it reminds me of Divine Secrets of the Ya-Ya Sisterhood, just kind of that same camaraderie and sisterhood and over-the-topness. These are essays. They are nonfiction. You know, you sometimes have to think, really? Wow, really? I mean, I don't know. They're definitely leading more interesting lives than I am. One of the books is called Fat is the New 30, The Sweet Potato Queen's Guide to Coping with, in parentheses, the crappy parts of life. I mean, come on. Again, just reading the book titles makes me laugh. So I have not read all 9. I did not realize there were 9. I didn't realize there were that many. There's a cookbook if you want to learn how to make some of those crazy recipes that are included in the books. There is the novel that is part of the series. And then there's the Sweet Potato Queen's Wedding Planner and Divorce Guide. You know, just put them all out there, one just for everything. These are available as audiobooks, and I may have to check into that so that I can check out some of those that I have not have not read. The Sweet Potato Queen's Field Guide to Men. Every man I love is either married, gay, or dead. Yeah. Sweet Potato Queen's Guide to Raising Children for Fun and Profit. See, if you need a good chuckle and you want a book that doesn't take itself too seriously, this is a series you should probably check out. And I am not really giving you much except me giggling because I don't know what else to say except for to giggle and to say the titles kind of say it all, and these are big and over the top, and they will make you laugh, and they will give you some inspiration to be a little bit crazier than maybe you already are. Maybe you are already an SPQ and you already have your own chapter, but if you haven't read these books, they are a lot of fun, and so you should definitely check them out. So, potatoes, potato peel pie at least, sweet potatoes, and then we'll move on to the cheese portion of our food-related episode. So stay tuned, you're listening to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, and I'll be right back.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The average SUV has 2 blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
Welcome back to the GSMC Book Review Podcast and the conclusion to this potatoes and cheese episode. We've gone from potato peel pie to sweet potatoes and now to cheese, as you see in the title. Again, this was these were the order of the books on my book list from the Guernsey Literary. I'm not even going to try. The first one I talked about to the Sweet Potato Queens, and then this one, which is called Blessed Are the Cheesemakers. And I have no idea how I came across this book. I was trying to remember how I heard about any of these books, and I am not sure. Probably, when you read something on your Kindle and then other things pop up, I'm going to guess that's how it was. I think somebody may have recommended the first one, the Guernsey Literary Society, which is what I'm just going to call it because it's easier. And then maybe it was one of those, because you liked X, Y, and Z, maybe you'll like this. So Blessed Are the Cheesemakers actually came out in 2003. It is by Sarah Kate Lynch, and it is her debut novel. The description of the book is as follows. Set on a small Irish dairy farm, this tender and funny debut novel follows two lost souls as they try to carve out new lives amid a colorful cast of characters reminiscent of those in the hit film Waking Ned Devine. Abby has been estranged from the family farm since her rebellious mother ran off with her when she was a small child. Kit is a burned-out New York stockbroker who's down on his luck. But that's all about to change now that he and Abby have converged on the farm just in time to help Corey and Fee, two old cheesemakers in a time of need. Full of delightful and quirky characters, from dairy cows who only give their best product to pregnant vegetarian teens, to an odd collection of whiskey-soaked men and broken-hearted women who find refuge under Corey and Fee's roof, Blessed Are the Cheesemakers is an irresistible tale about taking life's spilled milk and turning it into the best cheese in the world. That is the description of Blessed Are the Cheesemakers by Sarah Kate Lynch. It is delightful, and I am sure that if I read this description at the time that I read the book, which was somewhere around 2011, I think, if I am remembering correctly from my list, the fact that it mentions Waking Ned Devine would have made me say, okay, I'm in. I love that movie. Love it. Can't even tell you how much that movie makes me laugh. Yeah, I'm not even going to go there because this is not the movie podcast. But so it is set on a small Irish dairy farm, as it says. And if you've been listening for a while, then you probably know me pretty well at this point. And you know that I love books. Well, I love books. But I love books that have casts of characters. And I love, you know, those ensemble casts where everything kind of works together and you've got all these interconnecting stories and you watch as those characters grow and learn from each other. But I also love quirky secondary characters. And I'm sorry, but these are cows who only give their best product. Then this is true. It's part of the book. Pregnant vegetarian teens. So they always have this assortment of pregnant teens who then, you know, whether they were vegetarian beforehand, they need to become vegetarian once they come to the cheese farm because, or the dairy farm, because the cows really will only give their best product. And you have to have your best product in order to make the best cheese. The book is also full of cheese tidbits. I remember learning a lot about the cheese making process. I remember learning about it. I don't remember much about what I learned, but it's part of the story. And so that I found fascinating and interesting and really enjoyed it. You know, at the heart, it's Abby and Kit who are bringing their own baggage with them to the cheese farm. And it's the tension that they have when they meet and what are they, you know, how are they going to interact with each other? All of these lovely things. The book, the very first line, the Princess Grace Memorial Blue sat on the table in front of Abby, screaming to be eaten. That is a mouthful. And, you know, if you hadn't read the title first, you might be wondering, what in the heck is the Princess Grace Memorial Blue? Well, you know, it's Blessed Are the Cheesemakers, so clearly it's going to be a type of cheese. And as I said, I learned about cheese while I was reading this, but not in like a really dry and whatever. Each chapter starts with a quote. Chapter 2 starts with, once upon a time, before the world was run by men in fancy suits, grassroots meant just that, grassroots. With cheese, that's where it all begins. You can't make good cheese with bad grass. Good to know, right? So I would definitely use the word quirky to describe this. And that, you know, beyond the food connections could be another theme of the three books featured on this episode, is that they've got casts of quirky characters who are so much fun to get to know and to just walk with through these stories. And people, actually, these are all people that I would like to probably hang out with in real life. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know if I'm brave enough to hang out with the Sweet Potato Queens because they are just out there and crazy and full of life, and I am so introverted it's not even funny. So maybe I would do better with the fictional ones and just pretending to go live in their quirkiness. And I don't know what I just admitted to out there. So if you want to write to me and tell me to go get some therapy, I totally understand. But quirkiness and food, that is what this episode has been about. We started with potato peel pie. We moved to sweet potatoes, although it's the Sweet Potato Queens. And mostly, I'm sure they talk about sweet potato pie in there somewhere, but they love them some chocolate, which I completely get. There's what, knock you naked margaritas or something like that. And wine, probably. I remember there's a lot of caloric content in the Sweet Potato Queens. And then Blessed Are the Cheesemakers, which is part romance, part cheesemaking guide, part character, what's the word I'm looking for? Goodness, it's time to wrap this up. But very enjoyable, very sweet, very much a book that I liked reading and loved getting to know those quirky characters, learning about cheese, following the stories of Abby and Kit as they tried to sort through the various things in their life. And of course, it's all set on this dairy farm, which has a bit of a magical quality about it because, of course, the cows are giving their product and they are very particular about to whom they will give their product. But this farm tends to be a place of refuge of healing, of a stop on a journey as you're trying to find your way through life. And I really like those kinds of books. So I'm going to wrap it up because I'm getting a little loopy as usual and can't find my words. So thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the GSMC Book Review Podcast. Please join me again on Thursday. And in the meantime, have a great week and go out there and get yourself lost in a good book.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.